Well, it's a very blustery afternoon, though cool, on Kangaroo Island, where the fires were finally contained yesterday. But many people are still on edge. The winds have brought back memories of the gales that drove the inferno that caused such loss there, with a huge toll on lives, including two deaths, on businesses and on the nature the island is so well known for. Our reporter Rhett Burney arrived on Kangaroo Island a little earlier today. I asked him about the conditions.
Certainly different weather conditions to what the island has been seeing over the last couple of weeks. However, it's really that wind that I think has got people on edge right now.
How on edge are people? I mean, I can hear around you there are people in a store there, I think. Is the place busy or are people apprehensive? What's the feeling like?
It's fair to say that people are apprehensive. I'm at the local Pandana General Store and Post Office. Spoke to a woman who said that every time the wind comes back, it just makes her think, oh gosh, are we going to be evacuated again? She said that, you know, her bags are still packed from the last two evacuations that she's taken part in. And that's simply because even though they're being told that the threat has significantly reduced, people are still on edge, they're still on alert. I spoke with Sandy Davis, who owns the store that I'm at the moment, and here's what she had to say.
Everyone's just in massive recovery mode, trying to get back to some sort of normality. It's a bit of a new normal for us all here.
Are people still on edge given what's happened?
There are some that are, especially in the non-burnt areas. It's hard not to be. After sort of three or four evacuations, it's hard not to keep your bags packed just in case. But there seems to be almost a sigh of everyone having a bit of a breath at the moment.
Yeah. We did see yesterday that the CFS said it had actually contained the fire. Today the conditions have been pretty windy. Does that tend to get people a little bit worried?
Absolutely. I don't think that there would be a person on the island that's not worried after the fires that we've had.
Sandy Davis at the store at Pandana on Kangaroo Island. So, Rhett, how long is the recovery going to take? And I guess that's really a question about the soul of the place and people's psychological state as much as the infrastructure and wilderness, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think the infrastructure will eventually be rebuilt. That's been lost. There'll also be homes that will be rebuilt as well. But I think the main thing here is that speaking to locals today, there's certainly a lot of hurt people around. I think it's fair to say. I spoke to one woman a short time ago who just explained to me that there's so many children in particular that are, you know, due to go back to school next week, and you know, they're going back after a summer holiday like no other. This hasn't been a break for anyone, and it's going to be a long time before people will be able to put this behind them and for it to be a distant memory rather than what it is at the moment, which is their reality.
And just the physical environment, is there any greenery around, or are people living amongst a lot of, you know, burnt remnants and ash and so forth?
Yeah, it's amazing that you say that, Linda, because I was driving to Pandana from Kingscote earlier this afternoon, and that drive was really confronting. There was just all around me on both sides complete scorched earth and blackened trees with no leaves left on them, road signs that you could no longer read, and a lot of ash and smouldering areas as well that were travelling across the road. But then on one bend, if you looked beyond it, there was this strange patch of greenery flying in this morning. I can tell you that, yeah, from the sky, you can certainly see the damage that's been caused, but there are still some beautiful places here. And that's what locals are hoping that people will start to see, that tourists will start to see, and that they'll come across and put their hand in their pocket and, you know, spend a bit of time here as they try and recover.
Our reporter, Rhett Burney, on Kangaroo Island.